there a pastor in the house?
Good morning. It's been a while. Well, I missed you guys. I mean, I know I was here last week, but my wife did all the announcements and talking to you, so I just got to sit in the background, so it was good. How many of you were here last week? That was pretty light attendance last week, wasn't it? It was packed out last week. It was awesome. It was so good. If you weren't here last week, you missed it, man. It was good. But it's going to be good this morning, amen? All right. But you can go back and watch last week's. It was good, and I encourage you to do so. Go back and listen to Pastor David Wynn speak. You won't be disappointed. And then also we recorded all last week family camp, so you can go back and watch all that as well. So I encourage you to do that as well. So anyway, let's open with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for what you continue to do in our lives. And Father, I know there's lots of heavy things on people's hearts and minds in just in this room this morning, Father. And Father, we know you are the God of peace. We know you are the God that carries our burdens if we are just willing to lay them on you and not carry them ourselves. So, Father, this morning, in the midst of family, in the midst of your presence, Father, I pray that we would just lay those things at your feet this morning. Yes. And Father, we just thank you for what you continue to do in our lives. Father, we pray for those family members of ours this morning that aren't with us. Father, they're out doing other things, and Father, we just pray for their protection and in your mercy. And Father, today as they're out and about, Father, just speak to them in a real special way that they're not even expecting. And we pray for the same thing for us here this morning. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand and worship.
Casting my cares aside, I'm leaving my past behind. I'm setting my heart and mind on you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more. Knowing that all you have in store for me is good. It's good. Today is the day. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day. I'm putting my fears aside. I'm leaving my doubts behind. Giving my hopes and dreams to you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more. Knowing that all you have in store for me is good. It's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
I walk with you, my Lord.
Every day it's you I live for. Every day I follow after you. Every day I walk with you, my Lord. It's you I live for. Every day it's you I a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I'll raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I'll raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I'll raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of a storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated.
Presence of my enemies, we're gonna sing a little louder. That would be our heart in every circumstance, Lord. In the mountains and in the valleys, Lord. That we would raise our hallelujah. We would raise our praises to you, Lord. Lord, sometimes our circumstances can discourage us. But we have a God who comforts us. We have a God who encourages us and who strengthens us. Lord, we just thank you for that. May we just be in that place of praising you always, thanking you always. We thank you that we can raise our hallelujah, Lord, in the presence of our enemies. That we can watch the darkness flee, not because of something we did, but because we stand surrendered to your authority. We just thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Found in your hands, fullness of joy, every fear, suddenly wiped away. Presence. All of my gains now fade away. Every crown is no longer on display. Here in your presence.
Bye.
Step out from underneath your presence, Lord. May we just stay in this place of amazement of who you are, out of reverence of who you are, Lord. May we continue to seek your face, your will, all the days of our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Last two. Happy medium, Nick. Happy medium. Everything in balance. Did you guys have a good week?
Yeah.
Still can't hear me. Mother, and we just got talking, and I don't know how he got talking about age and that kind of stuff, and it was an estate sale, so her husband had just died a couple months ago at 94, and they had to bring his paycheck to the house because he was still working up until the age of 94. I was like, holy cow. And he goes, yeah, and his wife that was chasing the wiener dog around the yard was 93. She's still driving. She's still going to get the mail over in Palmer. And I don't know who it was. I think it was my sister. She's like, don't they cut their license off at some point? I was like, if you still are capable, I don't think they have the right to take your license away. I would have never guessed her at that age.
I would have guessed late 70s and 80-ish range, but not 93. And it was just, I don't know why I'm telling you this story, other than it was just the interesting people you get to meet if you get out there and you go talk to people. And the stories, and he goes, yeah, this is our third weekend doing stuff. I guess you collect the stuff after being in one spot for 30, 40 years. I know if some of you had garage sales, it'd take more than 3 weekends, right? Oh, quiet. Anyway, it is good to be back home. It was good being away. We went up to Fairbanks our first weekend that we were gone and did an ordination service, and that was really good. I have found it's really interesting when you speak in your own place and you go and speak in other places, little differences throw you off. And it was really interesting. They had a little tiny pedestal. It wasn't that big, a little pedestal. And it was getting in my way. It was really weird. I had to stand on one side or the other because if you know me, I don't like anything in front of me, between me and you guys. And it was just a Fairbanks. Don't you stand one spot, Nick? Are you going to limit me to movement today? Is that what's going on? But it was really good meeting with them, and then we went down to Denver for the conference down there for the week, and then we went over and saw my brother for about 6 days, and I haven't seen him and his kids and his wife in a lot of years. I hadn't met some of them ever, other than in pictures and on FaceTime. But it's always good going around and messing with my nieces and nephews, and I have bruises from my niece. She's about 10 or 11. And man, she's rough. Oh man, she's rough. I was like, God, I'm getting old. It's hard to play with these young kids anymore. But it was a great time, and it was a good time to get away and be with family and to get back here and be with all of you, because I really, believe it or not, I did miss you guys. Even being in with lots of other people, and there's lots of other good stuff going on, but it's just, man, I really miss being back with my family, and it's a good thing. So this morning I was just kind of thinking about, like before I left, we kind of had that mini-series on our words and our speech, and Father, where would you have us go next? And I've been thinking about that for a long time, and ever since, for the last couple of weeks and even before that, where would Father have me go? And you've heard me talk a lot about discipleship and that we should be disciplers and disciple makers and all those kinds of things. And if we are not making disciples here in this church, we're kind of missing the point, are we not? Because that's the last thing that Jesus said. We say, go make disciples, right? And so that's kind of, hopefully everything that we've done here is still pieces of that and parts of that, but I just really want to kind of look at, we're going to jump into another book study. And I'm not going to tell you how long it's going to take, because Father's going to do what he wants to. But I always love how Father opens up my eyes to, I've read this book that we're going to look at for however long Father has us here many, many times before. But remember how I'm always encouraging you to read things in context? Like, don't just pull a verse out and, because that might be what it's saying. But make sure you're reading into the context of the chapter. Make sure you're reading in the context of the whole book. Make sure you're understanding the whole context of the Word of God, because it fits. Amen? Are you guys awake this morning? Yeah. I had the Mickey had to do jumping jacks or something. But it was interesting as I was thinking about this, and I sat down and read the book that we're going to be in Philippians. And it was kind of like I was praying, and God, actually on vacation, I heard one of my nieces and nephews, because they read one of the verses out of Philippians. And that was the thing, God the Father, God's like, you know what? I want you to go there. And that's one of the things I love about the routine that my brother has with his family. He's got 5 kids, and they are motivated, man. They're mowing the lawn at 7 o'clock in the morning outside my window. I'm like, dude, it's vacation. Why are you mowing the lawn? All right, but those kids are up. They got chores. They're doing all these things, and then they come in for their breakfast. And it's very routine. It's very put together. And then after breakfast, they go to they call it the blue room. It's got their TV on it, and they watch TV one night a week. It's like their movie night, because they got other things they're doing during the week. And every morning they start with whatever passage of scripture the kids have come up with that they want to study. It was amazing to sit there and listen to these teenagers and these young men and women share what God is bringing out of the Word to them. And then they would watch. There's a, and I can't, I'll, I've forgotten what the name of the program is, but it's a newscast for children, for teenagers. But it's just the news delivered in about 8 minutes of here's the major stories, here's the news. We're not going to tell you what to think about it. It's definitely from a faith-based platform, but they're just delivering the news. And then they sit and they talk about with these kids what, you know, what their thoughts are on whatever the news article was that day. It's a brilliant thing. You know me, I don't like watching news. I'll watch that news every day. It's built for kids, but man, I'll watch it every day because it's just like, thank you. It's just the news. It's not any editorialization. It's just the pure, straight. And, okay, I'll stay in right here. Can't walk over there. You're killing me, Nick. So this kind of launch of Philippians, where we're going to be diving into this morning, really came out of listening to one of my nieces or nephew read a verse out of Philippians. Right now, I can't even tell which one it was. But it was just brilliant. And so we are going to be diving into Philippians this morning. And so here we go, Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it's interesting. I don't know about you, but I've read this chapter, this book, many, many times. And I don't know about you, and I'm going to be a little honest this morning. A lot of times I read through that introduction, that greeting, and go, well, there's no meat there. How foolish of me. Right? Because I want to get into the meat. I want to get into what is he going to say next, right? But if I was like, slow down. What just happened in these two verses here? So yeah, I know it's talking about Paul and Timothy. They're greeting and to the saints of Philippi and the overseers and deacons. But verse 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That phrase jumped out at me. And then Father told me, he's like, look, I want you to go back in Paul's epistles and see how many times he starts his letters with that. How many times do you think he starts his letters with that? Every time. Every single letter that Paul writes, this phrase is in the introduction. And so as I started on this journey this week, and I was like, okay, well, so this morning what we're going to do, we're not going to read all the things, but the other thing that jumped out of me here in Philippians is the next verse in verse 3. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. So this verse 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he goes, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. And we're going to dive more into that next week. But I want us to look at just the introduction to a couple of books this morning. And keep this theme in mind, is this grace to you and peace from God. So turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 1. We're just going to read the introductions of some of these epistles this morning. Romans chapter 1, starting in verse 1. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. So there's that phrase. Verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you because of your faith is proclaimed in all the world. Now, there's some things I want us to pick up in all these introductions. Again, that phrase is there. And here in Romans, I mean, there's a couple messages just in those first seven verses. But we're not going to go there today. I'm going to try to stay focused, all right? But this grace to you and peace from who? Peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessing that Paul is speaking over the readers. Right? And then he goes on. He goes, I thank God, thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you because of what? What's he thanking them for? What's the word? Your faith. Thank you. He's thanking them for their faith, which is proclaimed in all the world. Is that not what we as believers should be known for? Right? The world should be able to say, oh, there's a Christian. I may not believe that in the God that they believe in. I may not even believe there is a God. But I understand, I believe that they believe with everything they got, that they have faith that there is a God. And it's doing something for them. Because I watch them walk through really hard things that would drive me to other things, and they're hitting their knees and praying. What's that about? Right? So there's a lot of times in our lives, just how we live our lives before people and before each other is a testimony. It gives us an opportunity to speak what Paul is speaking over these people. He's saying, grace to you and peace. Should that not be what we're portraying to the world around us? Grace and peace. Not peace coming from us, because that's in my world, in my head, there's a lot of times a lot of peace coming out of this mouth. Or at least an attitude, right? But if I'm sitting in this place that the peace is coming from my Father, my God and Father and Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm going to be in this place of being able to be thankful. Right? And I love this. My first thing is to thank God for all of you. When's the last time we sat, and I'm pointing fingers at myself more than you. When's the last time I sat on a regular basis and thanked God for each one of you that are sitting in this room this morning? I do it, but not as regularly as I should. That should be a daily occurrence for me, and I've been challenged by that in the last couple days. To like, man, as your pastor, I should be thanking God and praying for you, whether I know about the situation that's going on in your life or not. Amen? That's an amen. There you go. Thank you. Other than studying the word, that's my primary role. It's to love on you guys and serve and find out and pray for you whether I know what's going on in your life or not. That's my job. I need to do a better job at it. So going through this is really challenging for me. And I love we won't go into, because that's this whole blessing that Paul speaks over is pretty cool, because we're not going to look at it this morning. Turn over to 1 Corinthians. But when you go to Galatians, he says, grace and peace to you, and then he kind of starts going into some pretty hard words to him, doesn't he? But look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Paul called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus and to our brother Sothisian, Thasius, or whatever his name is. There we go. To the church of God that is Corinth, to those to be sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every practice call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus. That in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you. That's right. Again, it's like, I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given to you. So now he's kind of, again, he's talking about the grace of God. Just again, thanking them for like stepping into that. I'm kind of reading in between the lines. Are we stepping into that grace that they've been given by God to them? Do we operate in that grace? We know about God's grace. We hear about it. We've preached about it. But do we really understand that grace, but not to abuse it? Right, it's not that excuse to go out and live our lives how we want. It's about to showcase the grace of God in our lives by how we interact with the things that are going on in our own lives, to get that on the world around, because they don't understand what that kind of grace looks like. Their kind of grace, if they even understand any kind of concept of grace at all, it's based on condition. It's grace. It's based on it's conditional grace. It's based on if you do this, then I'll do that for you. That's the kind of grace the world understands. They don't understand this grace that just comes whether you deserve it or not. And that's the grace and the kind of peace that's why I believe that Paul just keeps going on and on every single book that we're looking at this morning, why he keeps saying that grace to you and peace from God. Grace to you and peace from God. Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ in Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father. We always thank God, our Father, for our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints. So again, here's that phrase again. He shortened it up. He doesn't use and from our Lord Jesus Christ, but the thought's still there. He uses it there in verse 3. And what was he praying for? And what was he heard about? What have they heard about in these saints? What is it? There's two things there. There's what? Speak up. Love for other Christians. And what's the other word? There's another word in there. Faith. So again, faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the saints. And in my Bible, I have the word all circled. Because sometimes it's easy to love some of the saints, but not all the saints. Right? Because there are days it's easier for me to love the person out on the street that has no idea who God is with on a regular basis. And most of the time, it's my own attitude. And sometimes it's like, how can we sit in the same place? How are you not about getting it wrong? But it's like, why are you still stuck? Why are you still living in this place of doubting? Why are you still living in this place that you're not understanding what you've been given? And those are days that people have spoke that into my life, and I need to hear that on a regular basis because I get stuck too. And I get in this faulty thinking, and I don't go back to this place of like giving thanks and remembering that this grace and this peace that I have from my God and Father. Where is my faith? Where is my love for the saints? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians, to God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mention you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope to our Lord Jesus Christ. So there again, the same phrase, grace, and he shortened up even more, grace to you and peace. And we always give thanks, always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope. It's really hard to get preaching and all these different things, but I just wanted to see this amazing theme that's running through all these books that Paul's writing. And to me, I'm smart enough to understand when Father continues to repeat the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, it might be important. And so this whole theme in these few books, beginning these introductions that we're looking at this morning, it's important. It's important. Next book over, 2 Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of Thessalonians, to our God and our Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. It changes the tone just a little bit, but it's interesting. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love for every one of you for one another is increasing. There's that phrase, grace to you and peace from God. And I don't know what other translations say, but we ought always to give thanks. So I don't know if Paul's getting frustrated. I mean, I'm not supposed to. I mean, this is my interpretation, right? So I'm not that saying what's that. But I love the word ought. We ought always. I mean, it's just a charge, right? It's just a reminder. We ought always to give thanks. So if you're not doing that, you should be. You should be always giving thanks to our God for your brothers, as is right, because of your faith is growing abundantly, and the love for you have for everyone and for one another is increasing. Man, would that be said of us? Your faith is increasing and your love for one another is growing. Can that be said about us? Can that be said about me? Is my faith increasing every single day, or is it being tested? It's going to be tested. I understand that. But in that testing, do I push into what I know about who Father is and what He has shown me time and time again over the course of my life, or do I start to question because I start believing what the enemy is telling me? Do I continue? Is my love growing for all of you, or is irritations and my own thought process getting in the way and it's causing me not to love you guys the way I should? This introduction that we've been looking at this morning and as I looked over it this week is really messing me up. It's the introduction that I have skipped over countless times. There's a reason Father slowed me down and said, you need to look at this, son. This is for you. Son, where is your faith? Where is your love for the people I've called you to serve? There's more, but we're not going to go through them this morning. There's just a few others. If you want to note, 2 Timothy 1 and Philemon 1, introductions are pretty similar. But where are we this morning? Are we feeling the grace and peace from our God and Father? And from our Lord Jesus Christ. Do we feel that? Do we believe that? Or is it just something that we read and we pass over like I have? For I've never looked at this ever in my life the way I looked at this week. And we'll continue to look at the introduction. And this reminder of, is my faith growing and increasing? And is my love for all of you and the people that I haven't come in contact with, is it growing or is it getting cold? Because if my faith is decreasing and my love is not where it should be, that there's not just something wrong with me and you, there's something more importantly, there's something wrong between me and my Father. I had a moment last week where Emily and I were in Anchorage and I was sitting in the parking lot waiting for her to get done with her appointment. And my phone was running out of battery and I'd forgotten to take a charger, so went over to a gas station to get a charger. And there's a homeless guy sitting in the corner of the building. We see homeless people every day, do we not? They're over by Fred Meyer, they're down by Walmart, they're all over the place. As I walked into the building, Father's guy, you're going to buy food for him, which I'm happy to do. But I still, even when I got in the little gas station, still fought it. Right? Not because I don't want to buy food. It's just like, am I really hearing this? But Father wouldn't leave me alone. And so I walked around this little gas station, and the things that Father had me see was almost like in spotlight, these certain items of food that Father wanted me to buy. And so I got my stuff and I walked out and I squatted down next to this man. And I don't know why, it's probably just me, but I ask stupid questions sometimes. And maybe it wasn't so much a silly question because I wasn't really thinking about, obviously I know he's hungry, right? But I asked the question, are you okay? Hoping that maybe he would tell me something more than the obvious. And he says, I'm starving. And the little bit of stuff that I bought for him would fill them up for a few hours, right? But I sat that bag of food down next to him, and I touched his knee. He was sitting down. I touched his knee. I touched his shoulder, and the pain radiating off this man was palpable. I didn't pray over the man. I didn't lead him to Christ. It was this moment in time with this gentleman that Father absolutely wrecked me. I stood up and I walked across the parking lot, sobbing, because I know he's going to be hungry tomorrow. And it was kind of the end cap of the week that I had in Denver and the time away, and Father just stirring some things in me, and that moment is like, but right, and it wasn't this big call of God on my life to go rescue all the homeless people, right? That's not what happened. It was in that moment hearing from my Father interact with my creation, interact with one of my hurting people. But how well am I doing that with all of you here in this room? Now, you may not be sitting in a corner of a building homeless and starving. But I need to do a better job with you. We need to do a better job with each other so that we can go out in that world and love on people and show them this peace and this grace that obviously is important. That our faith may increase and that God will push us into areas that are going to make us uncomfortable. Get ready. If you want to do this, you're going to get uncomfortable. I mean, I like to talk to people, but it wasn't as easy you might think to even go. Once I got into the mode and got down on next to that guy, I was in my world, right? But still not easy. Even though that's my tendency. I love messy people. So where are we this morning? Where are you this morning? I pray we're not just satisfied coming here day in, day out, every week. I think that's what Father's stirring in me. I'm not, I mean, it's good. I have no complaints about where we're at, but I'm saying I think we could be more. And I don't even know what that means, right? But I do know we serve a Father who will tell us what that means. Individually, collectively as a body. So with that in mind, we're going to wrap up our service this morning. With a prayer time. Specific. Prayer time. Brant, Bucky, you want to come up? You too, Brant. Come on. So you guys want to share a little bit what's going on, so those of that don't know.
So last Thursday, Becky was diagnosed with cancer again, different kind of cancer that she had. We don't know where we're at, what the doctor thinks they got it all cut out. We don't know what how they're going to treat her from now. If it's just going to be, you know, monitoring, or if there's going to be radiation or chemo, or what she's got to go through. So
Well, you know, family, how we do things around here. So let's come on, Pastor Mike and elders being close. And Elwin, I'd like you to be in here close because we just prayed over. I wasn't here part of that, but you're part of that experience in your own life. So come on in. Gather around, ladies. You can come in here in the front and